Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
We're still here in Kinmare for 2025's first Open for Business Roadshow. And joining me now are a few people who make Kinmare and the surrounding areas tick through their businesses. I'm delighted to be joined by Patrick Hanley. He's the co-owner of the Lansdowne Hotel, where we stayed last night. What a wonderful establishment. Christina Foley also joins us. She's from Inish Living. And Karen Coakley, a.k.a. the Kinmare Foodie, is also with us. So, Patrick, we might start with you. You're an interesting man. You grew up in the Lansdowne Hotel. It was your parents' place. They sold it, and then it did different things for a few years. And now you're back as proprietor. So to be back after growing up someplace with a few kind of, I suppose, lost years along the way, what does that mean to you?
Well, it's fantastic to be able to return to the place where I grew up. We lived on site when I was a youngster. I grew up in the hotel, so to have the opportunity to return is fantastic. When my parents were coming up to retirement age, I personally didn't have the idea that I wanted to continue on in the Lansdowne, but when I met my wife Aileen, one of the first conversations we had was we should be doing our own thing, and we worked together on many different projects over the last few years, and we're very lucky that we bought our own restaurant in Wexford in 2018, and then this opportunity came up last year, and we said we'd grab it with both hands because we're at an age now, if we left it for another few years, we mightn't be able to do it. So we said we'd give it a go.
Yeah, has it changed much since when you came back? John Brennan had it for a few years, and they added some interesting investment into it. It's got a lovely personality now. Is it very different to the hotel that you remembered?
Well, overall, it's very much the same. I mean, the Quills had it for almost 20 years as well, and they ran a fantastic operation there. And then John took over a couple of years back and gave it a nice facelift. But the vibe of the building remains the same, and it's a very warm and welcoming town centre hotel, and that'll never change. And the hotel's been here since the beginning of the town, and it's always been kind of the heart of the town.
Yeah.
So we're happy to continue that on.
Well done. Our next guest is Christina Foley from Inish Living. Christina, tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Thanks for having me, Bobby. It's lovely to be here. So I grew up in the town of Kinmare, and I was actually, it's nice to be here with Patrick and Karen, both in the food and hospitality. I grew up in hospitality.
So did I.
And food.
I made four of us.
So Maura O'Connell Foley is my mother, and I'm actually the fourth generation of female entrepreneurs in the town. I'm a chartered physiotherapist by profession. And I would have been involved in the production of my mother's beautiful cookbook, My Wild Atlantic Kitchen. And at that time, my creative juices started flowing back, and I always wanted to kind of promote my expertise in healthcare. I have a practice here in town for the last 16 years, and I'd be very involved in the community and promoting all of the different elements of community.
So would I be right in saying that working, I suppose, on PR distribution and all for your mum's cookery book, My Wild Atlantic Kitchen, gave you this sort of impetus to get into the wellness space you advise hotels on menus and things like that?
Yeah, exactly.
You look at room fit outs and
precisely
what they should and shouldn't have. Tell us a little bit about that end of your work, because that's very interesting and it's probably very on point.
Yeah, and it's a niche. So I wanted to create a blend of both my love of design and my kind of experience in hospitality, but then with my expertise as a physio. So essentially I work B2B. I have hospitality contracts. I've really great support here from Sheen Falls, Partner Silla, and I'm with the Dare Manor and many other establishments. So essentially on different strands, I would advise them I become their wellness partner essentially, and it's really strengthened by the fact that I'm a physiotherapist and right. I have a lot of experience. So I have products. So I do B2C on my website, inishliving.com. So that's kind of in strands of nurturing wellness through movement, rest and play. During 2020, when I was doing my mom's cookbook, I was pregnant and it was COVID. So I had, you know, a lovely high-risk pregnancy. So I was put off. I was in beautiful Kenmare and Beara. We live in Two Cist. And I had a lot of time to think, and I was helping with the production of Mum's Book.
It sounds like you've carved out a niche for yourself, given your multiple experience in fitness, in food, and blended it all together into a nice package that you can sell on. Well done.
Thank you.
Now let's talk to the Kenmare foodie. Delighted to talk here to the Kenmare foodie. You're so welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me, Bobby.
Yeah, so Karen Coakley, you say you're not a chef, and that's probably a good thing, I'd say, but you're not a chef, but you're somebody who loves food, and you've, again, built up an interesting business.
Yeah, so like not like Patrick and Christina, I've no background in hospitality or food. I just say I'm a mom who loves to cook, and I just managed to accidentally cook my way out of my kitchen, and here I am. So yes, moved from West Cork in 2000 and just fell in love with Kenmare. I mean, who wouldn't fall in love, you know, when you end up here? And I have four sons, and I started a food blog back in 2013. I think for me, growing up in West Cork, I just had a real sense of local produce, and that's part of who you are.
Yeah.
And then when you leave West Cork, it's kind of like, back then, not everywhere had what we had. So I just always have been passionate about local produce. So started my blog just putting up recipes of what I was cooking every day for my husband and my boys, and they would be going, "Mom, why can't we just eat our dinner?" This was back when Instagram was take a photo,
the camera eats
stick it
first.
Up. Camera always at first. But anyway, here I am. If I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be having my lovely little business now. So in 2018, I started food tours, Kenmare food tours, just based off the name of the blog, which was Kenmare Foodie. And it's just, as you know, as you've seen, Kenmare is a beautiful town. We have a melting pot of people from all over the world. They come here and they bring something to the table.
Well, well done you. Great business and great initiative. I'm going to talk to our man here at the Green, who's Mike Casey. He's the proprietor chef of both the Lime Tree Restaurant and On the Green here in the Golf Club. Mike, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Welcome to Kenmare.
Now, you're from these parts originally. You worked elsewhere for many years, but there was always a draw to bring you back, Mike.
I'm from the Black Valley, which is 13 miles away, the heart to Kerry. I sat a chef in young age. I worked in the Park Hotel. I got introduced to chefing from my aunt, Peg Foley, helping in the summers, washing dishes and stuff, and never thought that I'd end up where I am today, being a chef provider.
Yeah.
I started working in the Park Hotel. I moved away for 10 years. I lived in Kildare. And I didn't think I'd come back to Kenmare again. I previously worked before that in the Lime Tree. And I'm coming to my 13th season in the Lime Tree. I'm a chef proprietor. And this third season here in Kenmare Golf Club.
And tell me then, you say season. Is it still very seasonal in that it's full on, but there doesn't seem to be a full switch off? While things might quieten down, there still seems to be plenty of indigenous trade, maybe even when the tourists aren't about.
Oh yeah, well, in the summer we have the tourists, in the winter months, the quieter months, all the locals come out. You know, they have to eat and have their party. They have more time because we're all in the tourist business. We work really hard in the summer, and the winter is our downtime, which we're not really off. We're preparing for the next season.
Yeah.
Get a chance for people holidays, do their maintenance works.
So here at the Golf Club, it must have been an amazing opportunity for you. We were commenting earlier, and we're going to be talking to Charlie Vaughan in a second from the Golf Club. But to have a golf club so close to the main street seems really unique.
Oh, it's very unique.
In terms of you know, blending in with what's happening in the town per se.
It's the town has a golf course on its step. Like, you know, you can put the ball, just put into the town, yeah. Going to Stray. Also for me, the Lime Tree is quite near, so it helps with staffing, backwards and forwards. And that's how it makes it work for me in Kenmare Golf Club.
Okay. Well, I told you about Charlie Vaughan, the captain here of Kenmare Golf Club. Charlie, thank you for welcoming me here, and indeed, thank you for the lovely Kenmare Golf Club top that you gave me this morning. I'm going to wear that with pride in Dunleary Golf Club. Well, they say, well, that guy seems to have joined a real golf club now. To hell with these D4 guys. So thank you for the warm welcome, and tell us a little bit about what's going on here. I understand this building was burnt to the ground a few years ago.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Bobby, and thanks so much for coming to Kinmare. You're in our new clubhouse building, and I'd welcome everybody to make use of it because we have a fantastic operator here in Mike Casey's on the Green, which is helping us to develop golf, and golf is helping Mike. It's kind of a theme of the day, really, businesses in Kinmare getting on together. But this is a new building which was opened in July 2022. Prior to that, it was a pavilion which was purchased from the Lansdowne Estate, which originated in India and was put up here in 1926 and extended and amended 12 times. Burnt down on June the 1st, bank holiday, Monday morning, I'll never forget it, 2020, burnt to the ground.
My God.
And a terrible tragedy to happen to the club, but a good thing to happen to a club at the same time, because that evening, the bank holiday Monday, while there was smoke coming out of the building, there was a group in the car park up there talking about rebuilding it, and another group out in Cologne talking about paying for the rebuild, and it just dragged the whole club together from that evening. Literally that day it started, and we managed to get the building open in July 2022. Now we have a fantastic operator in the place with Mike Casey's on the Green doing a great job. We have membership growing. We've been able to invest in the course, as you can see behind us. And
truly spectacular.
Things are going well, yeah.
How many members would there be in the golf club?
Members is the key word. So we have a small membership, about 440 members. Like in Ireland, there are 220,000 members of golf clubs. There are 350,000 additional people who play golf once a year but are not members.
Yeah.
We want them because we have affordability, equality,
landscape,
a really good product,
yeah.
And we've even managed to build a bypass between here and Cork, Bobby, for the benefit of golfers coming down. So what I'd say to somebody, if you're not a member here, you're not seriously considering it, you're missing a trick.
Well said, Charlie, well said. Let's talk to another business from the county. Heather O'Sullivan joins us from John Ross Jewellers in Tralee. Heather, you're very welcome to the programme. I was interested in your story because you're a traditional business in Tralee. I believe you were the first business in Tralee to get electricity. Is that correct?
That's right. We are 125 years old, 126 years old this year. We are one of those retail businesses, in Ireland. They're the length and breadth of the country that have to adapt to change constantly now with the new markets, the online shopping and all that kind of thing. But we're inspired by our great grandfather, always an innovator, as you say. We were one of the first, I think the first shop in Tralee to be electrified in the 1920s.
No, and the shop front is still original, so the look and feel, certainly from the exterior, is probably timeless in some way, not to use a watchmaking pun, but...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is an original Edwardian shop, the interior and the exterior. It's a protected structure. And is a recognised structure by Heritage Ireland. And we keep the shop absolutely beautiful. But whilst we're a very, very old business, we are a super modern business. So the way in which we do business and what we sell is ultra modern, but in this, you know, heritage.
Well, and I wanted to ask you about that because you're now on TikTok. You say you're in your 50s, you're not in the audience, but you've slowly but surely been growing. But tell me about selling on TikTok and, you know, do you see that as the future or part of the future?
Yeah.
Do you see it being a significant portion of your sales?
Yeah, I suppose we started thinking differently about our business around the mid-2010s. And we realised we have to view our business as a destination. The same as Kinmare, if you think about it, or anywhere. You have to think about why would people want to come here? Why would they want to deal with us? And make yourself really, really attractive.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, everything changed with the pandemic. And it was actually lovely to see Vinnie O'Brien here earlier, because when I had to pivot our business so that we didn't stop trading during the pandemic, it was actually Vinnie who was so kind and mentored me at the time. He's a customer of ours, and
wow,
as is his wife. So he did a wonderful series at the time online. You could tune in and watch Vinnie explaining to you how to pivot your business. And I literally just drank the Kool-Aid, just went all the way with it. And we did change our business. I'm a computer scientist by profession. So moving the business online and adapting to that kind of a technological change was fine. We went with it. And now, for example, and we've been picked by TikTok as one of the first businesses in Ireland to go on their platform called TikTok Shop and TikTok Live. And I only mentioned that to Vinny now and he said, oh, Heather, you're going to have to look at Amazon because they're coming too. But you know what? We will move with the times and we will adapt.
Said. Okay. Thanks for that, Heather. I want to introduce Pádraig Hanley of Kenmare Boat Tours. Pádraig, sounds like a job I'd like to be doing out there on the water every day. I'd say you've got a job that's the envy of many.
Thank you very much, Bobby. It is indeed. Look, we're blessed here in Kenmare with the setting and especially on the bay, and we compliment, I suppose, all the other businesses and the great hotels we have in Kenmare to take people out in the water, and they get to look back in at Kenmare and the surrounds and enjoy the tours that we offer. I suppose we cater for a wide variety of different clientele as well with Kenmare, which brings great clientele to the area. Like, we've corporate people coming, you've your families, we've a lot of weddings, day twos of weddings, and
you come up with sort of tailor-made packages.
We do indeed,
depending on what the ask is.
We do indeed, depending on what the clients want, and we work quite closely here with the hotels and restaurants as well in the town to provide what they're looking for.
Tell me what's to see out on the water. What do people want to see when they go typically on one of your tours? There's islands, there's wildlife. What are the attractions of Kenmare Bay?
There is indeed. As we head down, we come to our first island, Connie's Island, and there's horses out from Drumquina Stables, which we graze on the island, which is always a big attraction to both young and old, and especially the youngsters love to see the horses, especially down on the shoreline. And we've the seals in as well. We've quite a large seal colony here in the bay, and in July then they'd be having their pups, which
lovely,
are a big attraction as well, and the wild goats as well on the islands coming down to the shore. So, and as you go along, then you're looking back in at the McIlcuddy Reeks, and I suppose people don't realise the beauty that we have here until you actually go out, and every day is different, especially with the light and the colours.
And to look at somewhere from the sea is always different, isn't it?
It is
to look
indeed.
Back in at some place.
It is indeed.
You see a different perspective, and often even more beautiful than looking out at the sea.
Certainly it is indeed. Like, you could be down at the pier looking out and it's beautiful, but the very minute you leave the quayside and go out in the water and look back in, even the feeling and the tranquility of it. So it's great to see.
When I return, I might ask you for a job then, because that sounds like the ideal job for me.
You'd be more than welcome. And we're always
looking
for people.
Somebody can talk rubbish on the boat tour. There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Pádraig. Great. Now we have our next guest. Hello, my friend, Bill Jeaney. Would you mind introducing yourself to me, please?
I will, of course, Bobby. Thanks a million for having us on. It's James Murphy here.
James, you're very welcome.
So BillJeaney.ie, I suppose while we're based here in Kenmare, we work with people nationwide. So anyone listening in Cork or Galway or Dublin, do listen up, right? What we do is we help people to save money on their utility bills. So we look at electricity, gas, broadband. We work with homes and businesses. So we do card terminals as well for businesses. Basically, people go onto our website, BillJeaney.ie. They upload their utility bills. We'll do a review for them, see if we can save them money. We'll send them back a review by email, and if they're happy to change over, we'll change them over to the new supplier. I suppose the energy market in particular is set up to kind of almost catch people. So where a lot of people get caught is the following year when their contract finishes. They get penalized by going on out of contract higher rates. So
tell me this, James. I'm curious to be, because I'm probably, I should be your customer, but I'm not. But the thought of engaging in going into my ESB bills now and having an audit done, and it absolutely horrifies me. Probably because I know what I'd probably find out what an idiot I've been over the years and how much money I should have saved, but I just couldn't bear the process.
Yeah, it's a major chore for people, you know, and like, aside from getting caught with the hidden charges and the hidden fees and things, there is a lot of, people are time poor at the end of the day. So, you know, we do our best to help them save time. It's an absolute minefield as well, the amount of tariffs and packages that are available. So it's a major chore. So people just take the minute and a half or 2 minutes it takes to upload their bill to our website, and then we'll come back to
all right.
Review. We'll do all the work for
them.
Well,
rather you than me, but thanks for doing the work that you're doing.
Thanks.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.